Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. Once you start thinking of your vision, who you are trying to be, the best version of yourself and all of that, you start detaching from the current person you are, if that person is not in alignment with what you want. But the thing is, all of the people who have known you, who are in your life, they are used to and they are comfortable. They are comfortable with the current version of you that doesn't make them feel like they have to do much with their lives. Or typically, you're always going to be like roughly on the same level with the people in your life. So if you are trying to escalate, then these people might not, you know, they might not feel too comfortable with you trying to go too far because they don't want to get left behind, right? Or they don't want to start thinking about, am I not doing enough? You know, as people, we tend to compare ourselves a lot. And make sure you listen to my last episode because I talked to you all about that. But I digress. We like to compare ourselves. We like to look at what the other person is doing. And when you start to change, when you start to subtly shift towards the best version of yourself, that's going to make a lot of people in your life uncomfortable. And that's when you're going to start hearing things like you switching up, you know, because now or before, you used to talk about certain things and you used to waste time in mindless conversations. You used to waste time gossiping about people. But now you know that the best version of you is not wasting time talking about people. The best version of you is not wasting time gossiping, not wasting time having mindless conversations. So now when you're around people who are having mindless conversations, like they always do, you are going to feel out of place. You're just going to be sitting there in your head like, what am I doing here? Why am I here? I don't resonate with this anymore. This doesn't apply to me. I feel out of place in this space, right? You're not going to be able to relate to the same kind of conversations. Or let's say you had a friend group that like always like to go out like to the club or something. Like they always going out. They always like to drink. But now you're seeing like the best version of you. That person doesn't like to drink anymore. That person actually wants to have a healthy lifestyle. That person is eating healthier. They're cooking more. They're not eating out, you know, like they're actually living a healthier lifestyle. They're working out. They're eating right. They're drinking water and they are not drinking alcohol. They have cut out alcohol. So now when you go out with the same friends that you have always had, right? You've always had these friends and you've always been going out with them. But now you have some level of awareness that the best version of you is not doing that. Now when you go out, you're going to be in the club like, what am I doing here? Now when people pour you a drink, it's going to be like, I don't even want to drink this. I shouldn't drink this. Why am I even here? Right? You're going to feel more and more out of place. And hopefully, my hope for you is that, you know, eventually you start listening to that little voice in your head, listening to your intuition, because it's trying to guide you. It's trying to help you. But the thing is, it's going to be very hard because that is the situation. That is the environment that you have always been in. You have always been in that environment. Nothing has changed. But now your mindset has changed. Now your mind is changing. Now your taste is changing. Your palate is changing. It's getting more refined. You want more out of life. But you're in the same environment with people who are so comfortable with the you are today, doing what you do, living the life you used to live, or you currently live technically, with the same habits that you had, leading to the same person that you were before, prior to getting clear on what your vision was, or prior to even start thinking about becoming the best version of yourself. It's going to feel extremely uncomfortable. And now because you're switching up, right? And now because you don't want to drink, you don't want to gossip, you don't want to have mindless chatter, you don't want to be on the shade room, right? Or you don't want to be on ATL Scoop looking at all of the crime in the area. Now you want to cleanse your mind, your life, of all of the negativity. Now it's like, well, you switching up.
The $99 Cedar Point Gold Pass is back. You can get unlimited visits this fall and all of 2025 at America's Roller Coast. You'll also get thrills of all sizes, splash-tastic fun, free parking, and hollow weekends. It's all for our lowest price of the season. Just $99 plus applicable taxes and fees. Online only. Get your 2025 Gold Pass and start planning your visit at cedarpoint.com.
Like, what has gotten into you? What are you doing? We've always done this. Why are you acting brand new? Let me tell you why. A lot of people have gotten comfortable with this idea of you in their head. This idea of you that makes them feel good about themselves. Because like I just said earlier, you're typically going to be roughly on the same level of the people you hang out with, right? So now all of y'all were essentially in the same category, right? Running the same or a similar race. Y'all were like relatively on the same level, right? But now you're elevating and they're not. And it's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Because now, you know why? You know what the real issue is? It's going to force them to take a look at themselves. It's going to force them to look at their own lives and their own habits and think, well, am I messing up? I understand, like, why is this person acting like this is all wrong now? But wait a minute, but this person is now making more money than me. This person is now having more success than me. This person is now doing insert thing here better than me. It starts making the people you have always been around feel a lot more uncomfortable because now one person is like, you know, leveling up. And the thing is, when you start leveling up, the people around you are going to start feeling pressure. They are going to start feeling pressure because typically y'all be in the same age group. And it's like society has all of these, rules, as you already know, about, oh, you know, maybe you should be doing A, B, and C by age 25. Maybe you should be married with children by age 30 or whatever. So it's like if you are, especially in your 20s, if you are becoming extremely successful, well, the people around you are like, but wait a minute. What's happening here? Why am I not doing this? Why am I not successful? And the thing is, if they have a growth mindset, then they will say, you know what? I need to do like this person and I need to level up too. I need to get my ish together and I need to say, you know what? I am going to learn from them. I'm going to level up with them. And both of us are going to be more successful. If they have a growth mindset, they will be inspired by you. Because that's the thing. When you start leveling up, you don't necessarily have to drop your friends, drop everybody in your circle. Because sometimes You are the one who's going to make it or be successful, and then you're going to be an inspiration to them. Don't let anybody like feel like they have, don't let anybody jump on your back and be a burden to you while you try to carry them out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you are most likely going to be inspirational to the people around you who have a growth mindset. But for the people around you who are complacent, right, who don't intend on getting much more out of life, these are the people who are going to criticize you, who are going to try to pull you back, you know, pull you back down to their level. Not to say that you are better than them or anybody's better, but if you are trying to better your life or just be in alignment with the best version of yourself, then it might require you to start doing things differently. Like, you know, but it's not to say one person is better than the next. It's just, it's different. You are moving into alignment. You are doing things differently. And the people who are complacent are going to try to pull you back down to earth.